The test for approval for the right of abode is that you need to show you've been continuously and ordinarily resident in Hong Kong for a period of not less than 7 years, and that any absences from Hong Kong in that time have been of a merely temporary nature, as evidenced by what you leave behind to return back to at the end of each temporary stay abroad. Moreover, you need to produce clear evidence that you've been settled in Hong Kong throughout all of this time, and that you are settled in Hong Kong, certainly at the time that you make your application. You need to be physically present in Hong Kong on the day that you file your application, and physically present in Hong Kong to finalise the approval formalities. And you need to have back-to-back residence visas here throughout all of that time, with no security objection and there being no outstanding taxation liabilities. So in your case, effectively you've been able to live here until now, holding an employment visa, and because of the pattern of your prior employment, it appears to me that you've been with the same employer since the date of your first arrival, and that has effectively led to the situation where your last extension has been granted for 3 years under the 1, 2, 2, 3 year pattern, which explains how you've gotten to, as I say, the 8 years that you'll have been here by the time mid-2017 comes along. Now, it's important to appreciate that the rationale for you being granted the residence visa that you've got is to take up employment for your sponsoring employer of record. And if you stop working for your current employer, essentially the underlying rationale in a theoretical and conceptual sense has been abrogated. Because if the Immigration Department's policy were different, and say that, as it does in some jurisdictions, Immigration Department decided that we're only going to give you a 30-day limit of stay after you stop working for your current employer, then, you know, effectively you would have to leave Hong Kong, and the way that the policy in Hong Kong operates would mean that you would then effectively will be forced to break your continuity of ordinary residence, because you couldn't be remaining here under residence visa permissions. So where you stand presently, given that you've got a clear 2.5 years or something like that remaining on your current limit of stay, on the face of it, it appears that you've got a certain amount of flexibility, so that perhaps now that you've stopped working for your current employer and you've got a good period of stay left in your passport as a residence visa without an employer, that you know, could give you the ability to sort of scoot off and do a few things for an extended period of time, and then come back as you get to the 7 year mark, and then go on to qualify for the right of abode on the basis that you have been continuously and ordinarily resident. But clearly, if you are going to go away and travel and do some short-term studies overseas, and particularly if you take on a full-time job somewhere outside of Hong Kong, then the issue of settlement is, you know, coming into play and is being second-guessed as to, you know, what your continuing rationale for remaining in Hong Kong is, beyond the fact that you've still got a valid residence permit, if you will. So I think you need to be a little bit circumspect about the general sort of cut and thrust of your plans. It's certainly okay to, you know, do a bit of travelling, and it's certainly okay to come and go, but essentially if you're going to be unemployed for the latter 2 years or so of your 7 years continuous ordinary residence, then the Immigration Department would expect you to be sort of engaging in activities sooner rather than later that mean you're looking for a way to maintain your life in Hong Kong, rather than in a sense just cruising through to the 7 year mark by doing all these interesting things away from Hong Kong. So that's the conceptual framework that the 7 years will be viewed in by the Immigration Department. So I think you may probably want to strike some kind of balance, in so much as if Hong Kong is really a long-term home, perhaps you know, take a 5 or a maximum 6 month stint out to achieve the things that you'd like to do, and don't anticipate that it's something that you can essentially carry on for very much longer than that, because it's not really just an issue of coming back to Hong Kong once every 6 months to show to the immigration department you're still associated with the place. It's more about your intentions as regards settlement, dovetailing into the fact that as a mere temporary resident, as you are at the moment, there's no automatic presumption that once you get to 7 years, you will qualify for the right of abode, whether you leave your apartment in Hong Kong behind for you or not. I mean, it's decent evidence that you've kept your apartment, but it's not definitive evidence. The department will note that you've been outside of Hong Kong for a very long period of time, and they note that you are a temporary resident. So they'll want to know what's going on, and if it's revealed that you left Hong Kong and then took a full-time job somewhere else during that time, particularly say if you go back to your home country and do something like that, then you may find it difficult to persuade the immigration department that you know, you have intended to be settled here, and through your actions you have remained settled here. Because how it works normally is if you stop working for your current employer of record, you take some time, and there's no limit on this as such, but you take some time to try and organise an alternate employer, or you go through the processes of establishing your own business and getting the immigration department's permission to do that. Or you might, you know, decide you want to take up some studies, and if you did your studies in Hong Kong, you'd be able to convert your status from an employment visa through to a student visa, which is a residence visa for the purposes of your subsequent right of abode application. So in short, my message is that you can certainly achieve some of the things that you want to achieve, but I would look at your plans not through the prism of, well, I've got a really good long period of stay left on my employment visa, so if I scoot backwards and forwards every half a year and keep my apartment here, then everything should be okay at the end of 7 years. I think it should be, hey, I've got an opportunity to take some time for myself. I'm going to do the things that I want to do, and I'm going to do it in a relatively short time frame, not a long time frame, and then pretty soon get back to Hong Kong and regularise your employment situation again here, do a change of sponsorship application, and then get your time spent out in Hong Kong working, being clearly settled, and then get your right of abode. And it might well be that once you get your right of abode and you're out of the hands of the immigration department, then you can go off and do all the kind of stuff that you're presently planning to do as a temporary resident. But for the moment, please understand that your temporary employment visa does need, in a sense, to be managed and maintained as regards your physical location and the things that you're doing here in Hong Kong in order to be deemed as fully settled for the purposes of securing the right of abode. Okay, I hope you found that useful.